Time to clock in now for the swing shift. Tonight on the Swing Shift, we're going to move out with the Duke Ellington Band on tour. This is a compilation of recordings made by Pablo during a period when the Duke went to about three different places. But we'll sample from all those performances a great selection of music by Ellington. We'll start tonight with two selections, one upbeat and the other is kind of slow. It's The Girdle Hurdle and The Shepherd, Duke Ellington and his orchestra on tour.
Play the role of the shepherd who watches over the night flock comes Cootie Williams.
Thank you.
Cootie Williams soloing with Duke Ellington's orchestra in The Shepherd. That was preceded by Girdle Hurdle, which featured Jimmy Hamilton as soloist. One of the things the Duke did through his concerts is give every one of his soloists an opportunity to shine. These recordings were made while Ellington was on tour in New York, Hollywood, and California. They were all mixed together and put out in a double CD set called The Greatest Jazz Concert in the World, and the Ellington Orchestra was the backbone of that whole process. We're going to hear from several soloists right now: Johnny Hodges, Benny Carter, Jimmy Hamilton, and Paul Gonsalves in Satin Doll. It's amazing to think when this particular work was first produced, it wasn't very popular. Now the Duke had to play it everywhere he went. And back to another solo for Cootie Williams, a selection called Tootie for Cootie. The Ellington Orchestra on tour.
We got an invitation from Benny Carter, Johnny Hodges, Jimmy Hamilton, and Paul Gonsalves in Satin Doll. Thank you. Carl Gonzalez, Jimmy Hamilton, Johnny Hodges.
Thank you.
A Tootie for Cootie by Duke Ellington. That was preceded by the perennial favorite Satin Doll. Recordings made while the Ellington Band was on tour in New York, Hollywood, and Oakland. We'll go now to the full band on an Ellington standard, Rockin' and Rhythm, and then something he created for three tenor sax players, Zoot Sims, Paul Gonzalez, and Jimmy Hamilton, and called simply Very Tenor. Back working on the swing shift tonight, the Ellington Orchestra.
Thank you. That was Rockin' and Rhythm. And now Jimmy Hamilton and Paul Gonsalves have a guest, the very eminent tenor saxophonist, Zoot Sim.
A guest. Are you ready?
three tenor soloists going at it, and the three were formidable people, Zoot Sims, Paul Gonzalez, and Jimmy Hamilton. The selection was called Very Tenor. It was composed by Duke Ellington just for those three people, and the entire band was rocking in rhythm to start that segment. Well, let's continue with our Duke Ellington On the Road recordings. At some point in every concert, you'll hear the Duke step to the microphone and just start calling, "Johnny Hodges, Johnny Hodges, Johnny Hodges." And the rabbit would step forward and play as very few people can. Here he is in three selections. First of all, a medley of Mood Indigo and I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, songs associated with very much with Hodges and also with the vocalist Ivy Anderson. And then he'll solo in the next selection, Things Ain't What They Used to Be, and he is essential to that particular work. Well, here we go. Johnny Hodges and the Duke Ellington Orchestra.
Thank you.
Johnny Hodges, Johnny Hodges. That was the cry from the Duke all the time. And we heard him on three songs that are associated with him: Mood Indigo, I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, and Things Ain't What They Used to Be. The middle of the song, I Got It Bad and That Ain't Good, was a great feature with Hodges and Ivy Anderson. Ivy Anderson was considered to be the soloist with the Ellington Orchestra, and it was doubtful that anyone could ever take her place, and actually no one ever did. Well, let's move on now. We've heard the band, actually, I think just about, well, not every important soloist in the organization, but we heard most of them. Well, what Ellington would do in these concerts is pull out some members of the band and have a little jam session. We're going to hear one of those now. From the orchestra, Zoot Sims and Paul Gonsalves on tenor, Clark Terry on trumpet, and Benny Carter's alto was added. He was a guest during these concerts in New York, Oakland, and Hollywood. And they joined with the Oscar Peterson Trio, who was also featured on the bill. Oscar, of course, plays the piano, Sam Jones on bass, and Bobby Durham on drums. Every selection we've heard thus far has been composed by Duke Ellington, some with Billy Strayhorn. But this time, for the jam session, we're going to hear a work by Charlie Parker called Now's the Time. So, a little jam session, along with the full orchestra's work, and this special concert on tour by the Duke Ellington Orchestra. Charlie Parker's Now's the Time, which is really just a variation on the Huckle Buck. You heard Clark Terry on trumpet, Benny Carter on alto, Zoot Sims and Paul Gonzalez were the tenor soloists. Oscar Peterson played piano, Sam Jones bass, and Bobby Durham on drums. That was a little jam session set in the middle of the big concert by the Ellington Orchestra. They performed in three different places back in the summer of 1967, approximately 50 years ago, in Hollywood, in Oakland, and in New York. And all that was recorded and released on Pablo Records. That'll just about do it for tonight. The Swing Shift has featured just one ensemble, the Duke Ellington Orchestra. We'll be back with some more swing music next week. I want to thank you for tuning in. And remember, jazz is a big deal here on WVIK on Saturday night. Hope you've enjoyed the session. I'm Don Wooten. See you next week.